Random House Audio presents Crude World, The Violent Twilight of Oil by Peter Moss. This is Dominic Hoffman. The meek shall inherit the earth, but not the mineral rights. J. Paul Getty. Introduction. Oil was everywhere. It was buried under deserts to the north and south of me, in delectable reservoirs measured in the billions of barrels. Inches away, it fueled the engine that spewed warm exhaust in my face, making my skin smell of diesel. Oil even permeated the minds of the men who jostled around me, talking and shouting in a plaza where the fountains had no water, and the grass was not green, and the violence was panoramic. One of the ironies of oil-rich countries is that most are not rich, that their oil brings trouble rather than prosperity. From where I stood, I could literally see this. The forlorn plaza, whose name translated into English meant paradise, had once been a pleasant spot to pause amid sculptures of martial greatness. Slats of shade were cast by concrete columns arrayed around the statue of a leader whose right arm pointed ahead. Repose had been enjoyed on this patch of earth, but it would not be on this day. It was April 9th, 2003. The invasion of Iraq had culminated in Baghdad, with American Marines taking control of Firdaus Square and wrapping a metal chain around the statue of Saddam Hussein. Beamed across the globe, a series of images would become iconic. A broad-shouldered weightlifter pounding the base of the statue with a sledgehammer. A young Marine swaddling an American flag over the statue's head.